Most of us have had a crisis in our lives at one time or another. And it might have to do with the state of our health, or loss of a loved one, or an important relationship in our lives that has broken down. Or it might be the result of some devastating effect, that something that was much larger in number than people itself, such as a war or famine, or if you think of the natural disasters that are taking place out in California with the fires and the loss of homes and the recent hurricane that hit our area. The words from the prophet Habakkuk in today's first reading, he says, "How long, God, as if I cry for help, while you, as I cry oppression in your ear, and you will not save?" This is a cry of the believer of God, what nevertheless has serious questions to ask God, whose relationship with God is strained, to say the very least. Sometimes our relationship with God is the same as Habakkuk. What we call faith sometimes can be strained. However, after a while, we realize that we're going through a phase in our lives. Most of the time, we can relate that to the closest to us. But there are times when the relationships that we have that are marked in anger, resentment, disappointment, confusion, and distress. In the presence of these emotions are not necessarily a sign of the relationship that is in serious trouble. It is simply a sign that we are human. Habakkuk questions God, and it reveals his anger and the disappointment and his confusion with God. Yes, he was very much a believer, and indeed his prophetic message found its place in the scriptures with his people. When we find those same emotions entering into our relationship, our faith is weakening. It would be a great mistake to allow God to drift from our lives, and especially in our relationships with him. It becomes very hard to ask God sometimes for assistance as we feel an indication that we're losing our faith. And that is the basis of our own faith. We cannot turn away from God and allow God to drift away from our lives. The right way to deal with these emotions towards God is to acknowledge them and to express them to God in our own words, as the prophet Habakkuk did. We can make a mistake in our faith of thinking that it is always joyful and satisfying, and it is an experience for us. However, when it is not so, we can imagine that our faith is diminishing. The disciples in today's gospel reading seem to be concerned about how much faith they had. They turned to Jesus and asked for more faith and increase our faith. However, Jesus did not respond in the manner that they had anticipated. He did not say to them, "Yes, your faith is weak, and I'll give you some more faith." Instead, he stressed to them the power of faith that is no bigger than that of a mustard seed, the smallest of all seeds. So in other words, when it comes to faith, the issue is not one of quality, Jesus suggests that even the tiniest level of faith is enough for God. God can touch our lives even through the tiniest openings that we make. Today we're invited to treasure the gift of faith that God has given us, even if it appears to be no bigger than a mustard seed. And as Paul reminds Timothy in today's second reading, you have been trusted to look after something precious. We look after this precious gift of faith as we try to live it faithfully while relying totally on the power of God. However, we will need the support of other believers if we are to be faithful. We are very dependent on each other's mustard seed.